Hello, and you are listening to Together Forever. We've been looking at a lot of the money problems that might crop up and how we can prevent them. Manjla, what do you have on the table for us today?
We've already dealt with ownership of the money, where it belongs to both of you. And then from there, we said, make the decisions jointly. Budget. There are other things that you need to decide to minimize surprises. Because some of the problems and the fights we have in our marriages is that we've had financial surprises. What do I mean by financial surprises? You discover that your wife or your husband has opened an account without telling you. That means you need to sit down and discuss. Can you open accounts without telling the other person? Preferably, I would advise that you don't. Because that will impact on your operations as a family. Unless you've got enough pocket money to be able to service your accounts. But generally, I would say whatever clothing, whatever you need, let it go into your budget and rather not have these side accounts. But you need to discuss those things. You need to discuss whether or not you can go and loan money. Mm-hmm. Can you go and borrow money somewhere from someone or from some institution without consulting your spouse? Can you one day discover that your wife has made a 10,000 rand loan from some institution without telling you, or that your wife owns someone 2,000 rand. So you need to decide these things. But of course, there will be minimal amounts. I mean, we could be at the shop together and I need 5 rand. So you need to have some form of amount where you say, well, you can borrow money from somebody if it doesn't exceed this amount of money. Do you understand? If it exceeds this amount, then there must be consultation. Mm-hmm. You can't say, well, last week you borrowed 5 rand. Why can't I borrow 5,000? Big difference. The amounts are big. So you need to have some form of ceiling to say, yes, we are adults. Yes, we think, but we need consultation. Why do we need consultation in marriage? You need to both feel like you are involved in this marriage. You both need to feel like you are treated with respect. And you both need to feel like you contribute and that your input is valuable. And that's what consultation does. And consultation avoids a lot of problems. Because sometimes it's not what we spend the money on that makes us fight. It's the fact that I did not know.
True.
So consultation solves. So agree beforehand that 100 Rand, 200 Rand, yes, you can go and borrow 200 Rand. It's fine. You can pay it back from your pocket money later on. Or if it's a domestic thing, you can go and borrow 200 Rand. We'll pay it back. It's not a major amount. But if it's more than 200 Rand, pick up a phone and call. Pick up a phone and call. Unless it's a serious emergency, you know, the house is breaking down or the car broke down, blah, blah, something like that. Something that cannot wait, you know, mm-hmm. An emergency, true. But generally, consult if it's going to be more than a certain amount of money. Discuss these things. It may feel like it's curtailing you. It may feel like it's taking away some of your freedom, particularly as a man. Because as a man, you feel that you're head of the household, you should be able to make these decisions. But as much as you may be able to do that, two things I'd like to raise with you. One, once your wife feels detached and not involved, because in today's society, women are not just going to sit down and take that without, you know, feeling one way or the other. So once she feels detached, once she feels that she's not being consulted, she may decide to start acting. She may start living a life of someone who is not necessarily part of the finances of this marriage. And you hear her saying, no, go ahead and decide. My input does not matter. When that happens, this has become your thing. Mm-hmm. It's no longer her thing. And it affects her happiness in the marriage. Her happiness affects your happiness. In marriage, you can't be happy on your own. So you both need to be involved. In present-day society, wives want life partners. They don't just want someone who's going to treat them like a child and that person be the father. They want life partners. So consult. That's number one. Secondly, if you don't consult and you go ahead and do your own thing, you may be starting a trend that you won't be able to live with once she starts earning more than you do. So it is very important that we do what? That we consult. Discuss beforehand. These things that seem like they're curtailing us, they're helping us. They're building the marriage. Yes, they may be taking some liberties away from the individual, but they are enhancing, they are strengthening the unit. And whatever, if you feel that 200 rand is a month, discuss it there. Win your battle as you discuss it without fighting. And the advantage of discussing these things beforehand is that you have an opportunity of trying to convince your spouse, whether it's your husband or your wife. You have an opportunity of trying to get your things to go your way in an environment where you are not fighting. And when you are not fighting, you have stand a better chance of your spouse listening to you. You stand a better chance of your spouse trying to accommodate you because you're not fighting. But many times we leave these major decisions to when there's a fight. And at that time, each one is defending their position and it's we end up with a lose-lose situation.
The
worst time to discuss things. So decide on those things. Decide on whether or not you can go and borrow money. Decide whether or not you can and how much money you can do that from an individual. Also discuss if you can lend money to other people.
Okay.
How much can you lend to other people? What is the ceiling? Can you lend money to people who you know will not pay you back because they can't, probably they're unemployed? Can you lend money to people who still owe you some money? How much can you lend people? I always advise couples, if you're going to lend money to friends or relatives or anybody, it must be an amount that won't be a train smash if it doesn't come back.
True.
The reason why people fight over money is because I gave you 1,000 rand and you said you're going to pay me back in 2 weeks and it's been 3 weeks and you haven't paid me back. And I get upset because I'd budgeted to do ABCD with 1,000 rand. I always say, if you've budgeted to do ABCD with 1,000 rand in 3 weeks, don't lend it to somebody who's going to give it to you in 2 weeks. Because there's a huge chance you may not get it back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So if you feel that, yes, I'm not stinking rich, but if you don't pay back this 300 rands, we'll still be relatives and I'll still be able to relate with you. If you don't pay back this 300 rands, we'll still be friends. I'll maybe be a bit careful in loaning you money next time, but it's not going to destroy our relationship. But if you feel that the 300 rands not paid back is going to destroy the relationship, it'll change the way you relate and see the person, don't give them 300 rands. That's how you solve problems when it comes to money. Discuss these things beforehand. What happens when a relative comes and wants money? Do you agree beforehand? Do you say, let me go and consult? You discuss these things when there's no issue on the table so that you can say, this is how we operate. Once you sort out, this is how you operate. When you step into a situation, you know what to do. And whatever decisions you make, you don't have to fight with your spouse because you've got guidelines.
Exactly.
Will you sometimes have to step out of those things? Yes, you will. But you will have an opportunity to explain, this is why I stepped out. The advantage of discussing them beforehand, you bring each other on the table. You bring each other to the party. And you also get to understand how the other person thinks.
That's
to be able to know, if you're going to deviate, these are my spouse's concerns. Let me try and deal with them. So consult. This is how we prevent a lot of problems. This is how we prevent a lot of fights, by being proactive. Don't wait for the situation to happen. Don't wait for things to go wrong before you make a decision. Sit down beforehand and say, when it comes to our money, this is what we're going to do.
You know,
this is what we're going to borrow money for. This is what we're going to lend money people for.
I've also realized that sometimes a lot of the suspicions that crop up, it's because, one party doesn't know how money is spent. So they think that, maybe there's someone on the side because,
What does he do with all his money?
Exactly.
Yes.
No one's open about it. And,
there's
no explanation. I had 3,000 and I did. So I think, being open from the word go, then you both know, she has 3,000 or whatever it is. And what is happening with it, so that there's no...
The openness helps. Remember, when we spoke about openness, it helps you to know that we have 3,000 and this is how we're going to spend it. And so once you know what your spouse's salary does, once you both know that, it takes away any sense that someone is living a secretly luxurious life and you are here slaving away and not getting ABCD. Sometimes you may see your spouse with a new shirt and you wonder, how many other things does he do or buy for himself that I don't know? But if you know where the money goes and you see him with a new shirt, you'll know it came from his pocket money.
That's true.
You'll probably know it's a gift. But there is no serious suspicion with a couple, and there is no sense of I wonder what's happening with him. I wonder what's happening. It makes you as a couple feel more united. Makes you feel like more of a unit, and this thing adds to the quality of your life. When people say they're happily married or unhappily married, it speaks to how they feel about their marriage. Do they feel good about it? Do they feel happy about it? Do they feel proud of the way they live? And when they do generally feel that way, they are happily married. So you want to be involved, both of you, in these major decisions, because trust me, finances are a major, major decisions. Major decision.
You know, speaking in closing of their openness, I marvel, you know, when I hear of couples, the man, you know, will have another family on the side and he's taking care of fees for the children there, rent, and the other family doesn't know at all. And these are like significant amounts. And I've always wondered, how does that happen? Now I realize if there's no communication there, it's easy for things like that to go unnoticed because there's no open communication.
That is true. It happens particularly when over time you don't tell each other of your increases in your income. And as the income increases, sometimes you may find that you're spending 14,000 at home, but your income has so increased that after you've paid 14,000 from your salary, you have another 15,000-16,000 left that your spouse doesn't know about because each one is paying their bills and then you keep your accounts private. And so you are able to live a completely separate life from your wife, from your husband, because you can afford to finance that life.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is. It is. Right. And this is how sometimes people get involved in gambling and they end up with gambling debts they can't get out of because they've got disposable income that they can have fun with and they can do this with and do that with. Sometimes you are able to experiment with drugs. Why? Because you've got disposable income that you don't know what to do with. Mm-hmm. And so we get into all these risky kind of behaviors. Why? Because we can afford to.
That money.
It helps. It protects you from a lot of things. To take your money, pull it in as a couple, make sure that you sort out your ownership. It belongs to both of you. And when it belongs to both of you, you can go places. Budget, plan, discuss beforehand, and you can be able to live to the full potential of your money.
So guys, remember, it's important to be open with your money, how much you make, increments, and how it's going to be spent. Just be open. It'll prevent so, so much. Prevention truly is better than cure. Until next time, God bless.